وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Sayyid Abdullah Al-Musawi.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at human rights through the movement of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, through the Battle of Karbala and Ashura as a whole. We got to the point where we said Imam al-Hussein refused to give allegiance and take part of this taghuti oppressive system of Yazid. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when he was in Mecca, he received the news that Yazid is sending people to assassinate him and kill him, even though he is in the sanctity of the Kaaba, because these people know, they know no holiness and no sacred thing to them. Everything to them is normal. So in order to save the sanctity of the Kaaba and maintain that the Kaaba stays a sacred place, he decided to cut short his Hajj and leave. That itself is a message for me and you in terms of human rights. Kaaba itself is just a place. It's just a cubic made of walls, surrounded by walls. On rocks, nothing to it. What makes Kaaba, or the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sacred is the fact that it belongs to Allah. It has the name Baytullah, the house of Allah. That's it. Beside that, there's nothing else, right? Now, I ask you the question, who is more sacred to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? A servant, a believing man or woman, or even a generally speaking, a human life, or the house of Allah? Now, through the Quran and through the Ahadith, a mu'min is more sacred to Allah than the house of Allah. Because like I said, it's a cubic, it's made of walls. To Allah, it means nothing, but a mu'min means everything to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because when you compare them, there's no comparison. Now, we have in the hadith that, I mean, I don't want to go into the depth of this topic because it will take us somewhere else, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says you can commit numerous of sins inside the Kaaba itself, amongst of which incest with a family member, and the mu'min will still have more sanctity than the Kaaba itself. So you can see how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes the mu'mineen seriously, meaning that the rights of people are more important to Allah than the Kaaba itself. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he left the Kaaba because he said it's a sacred place. But what was more sacred to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam is the people themselves, because he wanted to make sure that they are protected, that dignity is preserved, that such system should not be in place. Me and you, we have to take the servants and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala more seriously and look at them as sacred beings, just like Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam did. Human beings, they are made of two things, body and a soul. And me and you, we can transgress on both of them. I can deprive a person of his physical needs, and I can deprive a person of his spiritual needs, his soul. And I can harm his body as much as I can harm his soul. which means I can take the rights of anyone I want. Right now I'm talking and I can say a few things that you as a listener would be hurt and harmed by, which means I have taken your rights. Now, before I continue this topic, let us take a short break and then we'll get back.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. So we were saying that the mu'min is more sacred to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the house of the Kaaba itself. So Imam Hussein left the Kaaba because he did not want his blood to be shed in it, so the sanctity of the Kaaba will be violated. Now, when we try to compare this to ourselves and to our current times, now, the words that I say are very hurtful, very harmful to other people. Obviously, the wrong ones. Because sometimes I can curse a person. I could nickname a person. I can defame a person. I can accuse a person. I can do so much just verbally. I can do so much verbal damage to one person. Just verbally. And that itself is a form of violation of their basic human rights, which is their dignity and their honor. I should not try to violate that. It's more sacred. That's a basic right. I cannot harm them. And then I can also create physical harm to them. Sometimes I can lie just to make sure that this person does not get his sustenance or does not get his job or trying to get him out of his job or trying to deprive him of his job to begin with. So I can do things through lying, through deception, through cheating, through backbiting. I can harm a person on a physical level, not just him and his family. So you can see that I will no longer hold this human being as a sacred being any longer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, this human being of mine is so sacred that if one of them gets killed, it's like killing the entire humanity. So me and you, if we compare the move of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he moved from the Kaaba for the sake of people. But how about us killing one another? How about us taking the rights of one another? And sometimes, like we were saying in previous episode, we might support those who kill the innocent people. If I live in a Western country, I don't want to name names anymore because it is just ridiculous. If I live in one of these systems that they are the ones that sell weapons and they are the ones that supports some countries killing Muslims, like, for example, take Yemen, for example, or Iraq, or any of these countries, where blood of innocent Muslims being shed under the supervision and the green light of some Western countries. If I support these countries, then obviously I'm taking the rights of these people. They are no longer sacred to me as humans, yet alone Muslims. A beautiful hadith from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He says, on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give people containers of blood. And the angels, they say to them, this is your share of blood from this person. And the guy says, God, but I never killed anyone. I never participated in killing anyone. And the answer comes to them, you have said a word that caused the blood of an innocent people. You have done an act that caused the shed of innocent people. You have took a stand that caused the shed of innocent people. So we have to be very careful. We don't end up like those people who take the rights of others and take share in shedding their blood through the systems that we support. Because Imam Hussein alayhi salam, clearly, he stood against that. And like I said, he left the Kaaba to make sure bloodshed is not done so the sanctity of the Kaaba is preserved, yet alone people. We'll leave it here and we'll continue in other episodes. Until then, stay with us والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
اللهم صل على محمد وآله. اللهم صل على محمد وآله.